The mayors of Bismarck, Mandan, and Lincoln have launched an effort they say will lead to healthier communities. The Gold Star Community Task Force will look at addiction and behavioral health issues facing the area. Bismarck Mayor Mike Seminary is spearheading the effort.
I have a cousin that is an emergency room physician, and he had been kind of pinging me about what he's seeing and what he thought the city's responsibilities were. And I said to myself, we need to be more proactive. So we just said, let's get it done. And so this is the first of many steps, I think, in an effort that will be long-term and very effective in making sure that our community, all members, are as healthy as possible.
Seminary says the idea is also to coordinate the available resources in the area to treat those health problems.
Some folks think that you can kind of spend your way out of these things. I don't think you can. I think what it takes is all resources applied effectively. Identification, collaborating, treatment, maybe even reinventing treatment. Money may be at the bottom of that heap to make sure we're doing as effective a job as possible.
John Vastag of Fargo chairs the Mayor's Blue Ribbon Commission for Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, and Horace, and also has been working with Grand Forks on these kinds of issues. His role was to be a facilitator for the task force discussions.
The goal, obviously, is to reduce the number of deaths we have as a result of addiction. And obviously, our goal would be we get to a point where we're focusing more on prevention than we are reacting to the situation. Obviously, prevention is proven to be cost-effective, and reaction is very expensive. As you can see, 75% of our folks in prison have some form of addiction, so it's very costly.
Vastag says having communities band together should also mean more efficiencies and less duplication when it comes to addiction and behavioral health treatment. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.